It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. This week, Politico reported that the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development will finally give Puerto Rico more than $8.2 billion of federal disaster aid that had been held up since Hurricane Maria in 2017. But the funds come with several restrictions, such as blocking spending on the island's electrical grid and not allowing federal relief workers to be paid $15 an hour. And the news comes as the island continues to be struck by high-magnitude earthquakes. Joining me now from a shelter in Guyanilla to talk about what this means for ongoing relief efforts is NBC News digital reporter Nicole Acevedo. Nicole, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So why is the aid finally being unblocked now?
So there have been a series of delays when it comes to most of the $20 billion that HUD approved for Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. So the first one was that infamous government shutdown, which was the longest in U.S. history. And then after that, it was the political unrest that triggered a lot of mass protests in the island, and that eventually led to the ouster of former Governor Ricardo Rosselló. So these events happen from basically an entire year, almost 8 months. And then at that time, that's when officials said, you know what, we know we need to release this money, but we don't feel comfortable releasing this money given the situation happening in the island. So the Secretary of HUD, Ben Carson, said, I would feel more comfortable if we appoint a federal monitor, which essentially is a person that would keep an eye on Puerto Rico as they continue to decide how they spend that money appropriated by Congress. So that person has been appointed and is already in the island. And that's why HUD can finally say, guys, you will already have access to the money and we will kickstart the process. So people in this island can actually start seeing how the help that that money can provide looks like.
And Nicole, you mentioned HUD and Carson, Ben Carson, putting in a federal monitor to oversee the distribution of these funds. But there also are severe restrictions placed on these funds. Why were those restrictions placed here? Because for most disaster recovery funds here in the contiguous and mainland, if you will, United States, that's not part of how emergency funds are distributed.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a long history of distrust, and it doesn't necessarily have a rational explanation for example, some members of Congress that have been calling out HUD to release their money in a more timely manner, given that the emergency with Maria was so devastating. But I think it just speaks to a larger pattern of that distrust that has permeated between the federal government and the local government here in Puerto Rico. And I think this is just almost like a light of hope at the end of the tunnel that hopefully we're gonna be seeing something happening. But I think this was a teachable moment for people in Congress and for people here in the island that the fact that this money is approved does not mean that it's gonna get here quickly. People need to keep an eye on things. People need to demand for things to happen in a timely manner and keep an eye that they don't keep delaying things for whatever reason, right?
Nicole, you're in Puerto Rico right now. How are things on the island?
So things here are a little bit uncertain just because it's almost like this period in which we don't know if the immediate emergency is over or not.
Nicole Acevedo is an NBC News digital reporter calling us from Puerto Rico. Nicole, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.